It's exciting to have the group here with us that we have. Inaru is here, and her group is the Wild Animals. They have a song prepared for you to hear, and then we're going to get a chance to speak with each of the four band members. So we'll take it away right now. Here is Inaru and the Animals. Wow, you guys sounded absolutely wonderful. Come on over and sit around the table so we can talk with you. I know Silas, I was mentioning off the air, Silas, I know you're a student of Tom Roberts. Did you know that Tom Roberts has come to see you? He's out there watching. He's not teaching you drums. I don't think he's teaching you piano. Did you see Tom out there? Silas? Oh, okay, we're all in position here. Did you see Tom out there? Oh, you, okay. Yeah, let me meet everybody here. Who's who? Your name?
My name is Silas.
Oh, you're Silas. Hang on, let me get your microphone on. You're Silas. I was thinking you were Silas. You're not Silas. What's your name?
Liam.
Liam. It'd be helpful. We'll give you name tags. You've got a name tag, but we know you're Inaru, right? You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And what's your name?
Lola.
So I'd like to know about each of you, and I'd also like to know if you have any shout-outs to anybody. And I think we should start with you, Liam. Or Silas. Liam, Silas, Liam, Silas. We're going to start with Silas.
Okay. Well, I've been playing piano for almost 5 years now, and...
You've got the best piano teacher ever.
Yeah, he's really good. And it's really enjoyable, like every Tuesday, every other Tuesday, he gives me a song and I practice it, and then in maybe three practices I can almost have it done. So yeah, basically, yeah.
That's great. I really was confused because I was thinking Liam was Silas, and I was wondering why one of Tom's students was playing drums instead of piano. So, do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
I wanted to say hi to my piano teacher, Anybody else that's listening, basically.
Well, that's great. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older, like when you grow up?
Actually, a lot of people have asked me that, but I don't have really a clue.
Same here. I've got the same issue. I don't think you're supposed to really know necessarily, but it's good to know. Let me turn next to Lola. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I was in school, and Alondra asked me to be in her band. And I said, okay, but first I actually was playing the drums with Liam, but then I changed to just doing the backup singing, but that's really fun too.
Yeah, you've got a very good voice, and it's not always so easy to be a backup singer. You really have to learn how to follow, other people's leads. Has it been hard to adjust to doing that or to learn how to do it?
Well, kind of-ish, I guess. Not really.
Yeah. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening or acknowledge anybody?
Yeah. I want to say hi to my mom and my sister.
What's your sister's name?
Ava. She used to be in the band, but she isn't anymore.
Oh, there wasn't a big, fight or anything, was there?
No.
Nothing like that. Because you hear, it's not one of these Beatles type of things or anything. It's all good. Okay, just checking. The magazines get on to it, the paparazzi. Before you know it, there's articles about the band. I'm just being silly. How did you guys all meet?
School.
School? In the same class? And whose idea, who came up with the name The Wild Animals?
Well,
we kind of all did.
Well, actually, the day I actually started, I actually did it. I started asking people to be in my band. It was originally Lola, her twin sister Ava, Silas and Liam, which we have. I came up with a couple of names, and I filled out a paper, and I came up with a couple of names, and then I put a blank spot for everyone. So if Liam chose, I sat next to Liam at the time, and he chose Wild Animals, and then I asked Lola, and she wanted to call it the Taylor Swift Club, it was so nice.
What did she want to call it? The Taylor
Swift Club.
Oh, the Taylor
Swift
Club.
She wanted to call it the Taylor Swift Club, but
that
is
I had no clue at that time.
But I always thought whatever, has anybody ever turned to you and said whatever Lola wants, Lola gets?
Yes,
I'll bet. Yes. And that didn't happen this time, did it?
No, Alondra.
This band probably, if it was called the Taylor Swift.
You could call it the TSC for Taylor Swift Club.
Yeah, that was not going to happen. Not when Liam's around.
What were some of the other names that did not get used?
I think one was Wolf, which was the one I was hoping it would be called. So then that's how I decided I would write a song called Wolf. I forget them. I hope I still have the paper. There are five. There are five. Not true. And I asked her to just scribble it down. And she's like, you know what? I'll choose Wild Animals. And then I asked Silas, and he chose Wild Animals. So I guess that was it. And
yeah. No.
I guess it was really cool. Because I was wearing the T-shirt.
I wrote what I wanted, and then she's like, no! So I just chose Wild Animals.
What was she like again?
I wrote what I wanted, and she's like, no!
Yes, I just wanted to get another one of those. So we didn't give Inara a chance to give shout-outs or say hello, so why don't we do that next? Or Inaru. I'm sorry, I keep putting the accent on the wrong syllable.
Right, it's all right. I want to say hi to my teacher. My third grade teacher,
fourth grade teacher. What are their names?
My third grade teacher is Miss Elsaba. I want to say hi. I want to shout out to her and her baby. She just had a baby last year, and I want to say hi to her and my teacher, Miss Ryby. She's Oliver teacher.
What's your principal's name over there?
Mr. Boonstra.
I think I know her.
I remember.
It's actually a guy.
Oh, it's a guy.
Mr.
Boonstra. Is he a new principal?
Yeah, we used to have one named Mr. Netchai. I miss him. He's nice.
But he went teaching. He's the principal of another school.
I'm thinking of one from even longer ago.
I remember when...
There was a girl.
Oh, I know Mr. Netchai very well.
There was a principal girl, Dr.
I forget. I forget her name, but she once came into Mrs. Elsaba's class when we were there, and... She was a girl principal. Yeah.
Okay. In school, but we all weren't there at that time. And in school, there's a thing called,
We have a question about Mr. Netshy. Did he use that five P's thing?
Yeah, he did.
So who remembers the five P's? These are the five P's. I'll let you each identify one of the P's. So.
One is polite.
Polite.
One is prompt.
Prompt.
One is present.
Productive.
And do y'all want to say the last one together? Do you know what it is?
Present, prompt, productive, prepared.
Prepared. Yeah. Excellent.
I also want to give a shout out to my friend Lily and Marco. Marco's been with me for a long time, and
Mira.
She lives in Pennsylvania, but not in Pittsburgh.
So Marco's been with you like since you were a little girl.
No. Lily has. Lily's been with me in preschool. But like Marco's really been like. Really like me.
Wow. That's all. Well, let's let Liam get a word in edgewise. Liam, tell me about yourself.
Well, I like to play drums most of the time. I play piano like Silas. I've been playing for 2 years. And then my dad wants me to start picking up the guitar, the electric guitar.
Nice. Does your dad play music too?
The surprising thing is he's blind and he plays the electric guitar, so it's weird. Yeah. He kind of cheats, though, because he tunes it, so hold all the strings and still strum it, move it up and down, it still sounds good.
Well, that's good. Whatever works, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Just a shout out to my family. And... Sister McKenna.
Very beautiful little girl.
Who's Sister McKenna? Your sister?
Yeah, she's in second grade.
I thought we had a nun here for a minute, but no, it's your sister. Not Sister McKenna. I mean, it's your sister, McKenna. It's so nice to hear from all of you. We just have about a minute left. Are you performing anywhere soon?
I could tell you about one place we did perform.
Fiesta de la Paz.
Because we do this Spanish thing since our school is Spanish Magnet.
Yeah.
They celebrate a Spanish country every year.
Mm-hmm.
But last year we played, and that's why we had these
and
shirts.
We did it for Ecuador.
We did it for Ecuador. Because that was...
If I place places, I'm pretty much...
Yeah.
About to pee myself because I'm really nervous.
That's a good thing we have those five P's, isn't it? Yeah. That we're just talking
about. Wait. That's crazy.
So, hang on. We're going to take a quick station break and we'll spend some more time, talking with you in just a moment.
Great.
It's 3 minutes before the top of the hour here at the Saturday Light Brigade, but not for long. I was just talking to the kids, Silas has a busy day. What are you going to be doing, Silas?
Where I can't stay for my,
Life is giving you lemons.
Yeah, life is giving me lemons because I have to go and buy lemons for the lemonade stand I have tomorrow, so.
Well, good luck. Where's your lemonade stand going to be? South side?
In the north side. I live just down the street. I live really close.
Really close to me.
But
we both live on the north side.
He lives
on the Mexican.
Well, you guys should come over here with us more often. It's good that you're not all north siders, are you?
No, But my dad does live in the north side. Actually, Silas, Alondra, not sure if you know, but we live really close to each other on the weekend with my dad.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
But you do?
Yeah.
Oh. Very cool. Well, we only have like a couple seconds. I want to thank you all for being here. It was really great. Did anybody want to say anything else? I want to be sure everybody gets a chance.
Well, I've been to PBT. I've gone to PBT, the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater.
Me too.
My thing is going on a scholarship. Lola's in the same class with me. We're in Ballet Foundations too, and I've performed in the Pittsburgh Complaints Choir and in Kids Fashion Africana.
The Pittsburgh Complaints Choir.
Yeah. What?
How did it get that name?
Because it's pretty much
complain?
A song. Well, yeah, it's a song about complaints about Pittsburgh. Like, buses never run on time. Public transportation woes. The 64 needs to come on time and more often so I can get to work on time. And there's also, I paid my life savings to the parking authority. It's pretty much a bunch of complaints about Pittsburgh.
I like it.
That's funny.
It's really fun to do. Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah.
It sounds great. Well, thank you all for being here. It's now 11.